Official, Marianne and I are getting married.
Oh, Marianne, I'm so happy for you.
I'm so happy for me, too.
Well, let's take a load off. Yeah. I gotta tell you, it was a humongous mistake breaking up. Marianne is everything that I've been looking for my whole life.
Well, that is great. Now, we're gonna have a lot to do, Jen. I'm thinking July wedding. How's that hit everybody?
Well, it'll be a lot of pressure, but I think we can do it, Larry.
We're getting married tomorrow.
Tomorrow? You can't get married tomorrow?
Listen, you don't understand. Tell them, Pumpkin.
There's a sacred Maposian tradition that says once a couple announces their engagement, they must get married within 24 hours.
And what happens to you if you wait any longer than that?
All of your children are born with hooves.
That's right.
Nothing is simple with you, Mepians, is it?
If you're getting married tomorrow, we have a lot to do.
Well, yeah, if we're going to have a Maposian wedding, don't we need jugglers, livestock, a wedding hat of some kind?
Well, of course, we'll have all that when we go to Mepos for our honeymoon. But for this ceremony, all I need is a shine on my shoes and my beta tattoo to the retetetui.
A beta tattoo to the retetetui?
Yeah, the Maposian marriage necklace.
Maposian marriage necklace?
Tell them, Pumpkin.
It's been a part of the Maposian marriage ceremony for centuries.
And what happens to your marriage if you don't have it?
Your marriage is doomed.
That's right.
Well, that's very nice, but there is no way we're going to get a Maposian marriage necklace all the way from Mepos by tomorrow.
Corson, you don't understand. Tell them, Pumpkin.
When a Maposian boy comes of age, he's given the necklace.
The bit that the rat the twee.
What he said. Whenever the moment is right, he wants to be prepared, so he carries the necklace with him wherever he goes.
Except, of course, when he's
in the shower.
You know, if we are going to have a wedding tomorrow, we are all going to have to help. All right, now, I'm going to need pencil, paper, and a phone book. Okay.
Well, I need a dress and some flowers.
Dress and some flowers. Okay, let's see.
So, I know a great dress shop downtown, and my friend Barbara is a florist. I can take care of all that.
Okay, what else?
Well, we need someone to marry us.
Somebody to marry you, okay. Let's see.
Oh, my father knows a minister. I'm sure he could marry you tomorrow.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, Jen, you take care of that, too.
And we need a church, a reception hall, and a band.
Okay, let's see.
We can use Chapel by the Shore, the Beekman Hotel, and Barbara's husband is a rock promoter. He can get a great band.
Oh.
We have a lot to do. Come on, Marianne, let's go upstairs and start making some calls.
Okay. Mwah.
Oh, well, I guess I better get off and get my shoes shined. Which shoes do you think I should wear?
Oh, well,
you're right. I'll just shine them off. Listen, you want to come? You want to come with me?
No, you go along. I'm sure you're much too busy to drag along somebody who's got nothing to do.
Okay.
But, hey, it's not the first time. You know, I remember that Christmas when I was seven and nobody in my family remembered to wake me up. but don't worry. I'll just be on the sidelines on the most important day of your life. Yeah, it's okay. You know, I'm not the kind of guy who's easily hurt. I'm tough.
Glad to hear that. See you later.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout.
You're really dying for something to do, aren't you?
Don't you please give me something to do? Please, please, don't open the presents without me.
Listen, I've had something for you to do all along. I just should have asked you earlier. Cousin, will you be my Piggly Wiggly-ky?
What's a Piggly Wiggly-ky?
Well, it's similar to what Americans call a best man.
Oh, Malky, I would be honored to be your Piggly Wiggly-ky. Okay, now, gotta line up tuxedos, gotta write a speech, and we're gonna have the rings and wedding presents for all the guests. And anything else I should be doing?
No, cousin, all the Piggly Wiggly-ky does is walk the groom up the aisle.
Well, what else does the Piggly Wiggly-ky do?
Diddly Splotty-ky.
You better watch out.
Wait. No, that's all he does at the ceremony. But before the ceremony, he has a very important role to play.
Which is?
Guardian of the Miposian marriage necklace, the bit of tattoo to the rete tattoo. Yeah, why don't we go with that?
Guardian of the marriage necklace? I can do that.
All right, goody. We'll go with that. Opening that was a lot messier before I glued them down. Cousin, this is the bit of tattoo to the ratatouille. It is placed around both the bride and the groom at the ceremony before they exchange their vows. It symbolizes their unity, their oneness, the merging of their souls.
So the marriage necklace is important?
Very, very important. And that is why, from the moment his marriage is announced, no Mipiot boy ever lets it out of his sight.
What?
Except to give to the guardian of the marriage necklace. So I'll be giving this to you now. I'll just...
Isn't there some ritual we should be performing?
No.
No?
No, I mean, yes, of course. There's the ritual of the bit tattoo de rete tattoo. And, mech mach 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 mach. And the minky, the horns, the lads, the boys, the binky, lads, the boys, the minky, hoi, hoi, vermeknisht, smuff.
Come on, Balky. I gotta get you to the church on time.
Have you got the rings?
Have I got the rings? Of course I've got the rings. Here they are.
Okay. And what about the bita tattoo to the ratatouille?
Of course I have the bita tattoo to the ratatouille. How could you doubt that I would fulfill my responsibility as the Piggly Wiggly-ky? When Larry Appleton is given a job to do, that job gets done. I thought that went without saying, but I guess I was wrong.
I'm sorry, cousin. You're the best Piggly Wiggly-ky in the whole world.
I knew how much the marriage necklace meant to you, so I found the perfect place to keep it.
Give me the box.
No. I am the Piggly Wiggly-ky, and it is my responsibility. I will hold on to the box. Wild horses couldn't take this box from me.
You've lost it, haven't you?
I swear it was here. Can I still be the Piggly Wiggly-ky? Uh-huh.
I said it was gone. I didn't say it was lost. It's in the house somewhere.
Where is it?
I just don't know where that somewhere is.
at the moment. Come on. We'll find it. But we have to calm down, huh? Can you do that for me? Huh? Can you promise to promise me?
To calm down.
If you can promise me that we will find the beat, the tooth, the red, the tweet.
I promise.
Then I promise I'll try to calm down.
About this. You're gonna have a story to tell your kids about how you and I frantically searched for the beat-a-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta on your wedding day.
That beat-a-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-tui has been in the Bartakamus family for centuries. You are in charge of it for one day, and what happens?
It's gone.
Now, what do you propose we do?
We'll find the beat-a-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-tui. I've got it! All right. Now I remember. I had the necklace when I was here, and then I went into the kitchen, I grabbed an orange. I came back in here, I peeled the orange, and I was on my way back into the kitchen to throw away the orange peels when I saw that pot. So I threw the orange peels away, and I put the necklace in here. But don't worry, because we can get the necklace out of the trash.
Would that be the same trash they picked up today?
Yes, that would be the same trash, but no, because there is a silver lining, because the dump is on the way to the church. Isn't that great?
We're never gonna find it. I'm sorry I've ruined everything.
Listen, don't feel bad. It's not your fault. It's my fault. I never should have made you the guardian of the beat a tattoo today, ratatatui.
Oh, yeah, I had to. The Piggly Wiggleyky's job.
No, it isn't.
What do you mean, no, it isn't? You said it was the Piggly Wiggleyky's job to be the guardian of the Meposian marriage necklace. We even did a little ritual. You remember?
That was no ritual. That was just a hokey pokey with some pseudo Meposian gibberish. I felt so bad for you. You wanted so badly to have something to do, so I invented the fact that the Piggly Wiggleyky gets to be the guardian of the necklace. He don't do that. The translation of Piggly Wiggleyky is just he who walks the groom up the aisle and then does absolutely nothing.
I just wanted to play a big part in your wedding.
Of course, and you are playing a big part in my wedding. Just by standing next to me. You're my best friend.
Yeah?
I mean, who else would be sitting next to me in garbage, dressed in a tuxedo? Of course, it's your fault we're sitting in garbage. Cousin? Do you still get catalogs from the Step Up Here Little Man clothing store?
Yeah. But I'm their tallest customer.
This is your catalog, and that must mean that this is our garbage. Cousin, look! 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 Cousin! Here's last night's dinner. Goat spleen surprise. It's covered with eggshells. Why didn't I think of that?
Well, never mind that. Malky, here's the sweater I gave Jennifer for her birthday. She said she lost it on a flight to Costa Rica. Malky,
I think I see it.
Cousin! You found the beat that did the rest of the tattooing! And now as soon as we hose this off, I can get married and live happily ever after. Oh, cousin, now we are so happy, we do the dance of joy. Die, 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 die.
There's going to be a slight delay. We have that pesky little problem of no grooms. Let's go.
Beautiful.
She sure does, Belle.
Belle, Bartokomus, you went to the dump without me. What happened to you?
Good news, Jen. I found the sweater you thought you lost in Costa Rica.
Friends, relatives, we are gathered here today to join these two in holy matrimony. The bride and groom would like to exchange vows they've written themselves.
Cousin, may I have the bit of the tooth that they are right at the tree? This is the Bitte tattoo today, rette tattoo. The Miposier marriage necklace. It represents our unity. We are now joined together like sand in an hourglass. Marianne, these are the days of our lives. The ring, please. This is a pop top.
Here's the ring.
Belky, from the moment I met you, I knew you were the man I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. This ring is a symbol of my promise to always love you. I hope you'll wear it forever. But I'll understand if you take it off, if you go someplace with high humidity and your fingers swell up like mine do.
Wow. She made that up all by herself.
Marianne, the day that I come to America was the happiest day of my life. But now that I know that I'll be spending the rest of my life with you, this is the new happiest day of my life. For my vows, I would like to quote the lyrics from the song that was playing the night that Marianne and I fell in love. There she was, just a walking down the street, singing do wah diddy diddy down diddy do. She looked good. She looked fine. Lost my mind.
That was beautiful, Balky.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Wow.
Well, right about now, Balky and Marianne's plane should be landing in Athens. 2 hours on a small plane, 6 more hours in a fishing boat, 11-mile hike, and they'll be at Balky's house.
It's hard to believe they're finally married.
It's hard to believe that we have the house to ourselves, at least for 3 weeks.
You know what else is hard to believe?
What's that?
That in 7.5 months, you're going to be a daddy.
That's nice.
A daddy?
A daddy.
Really?
Oh.